Mr. Langevin, the current incumbent, has basically ignored the concerns of his constituents by not communicating with local residents and business owners about locating an ACI outplacement facility, a processing center and halfway house here in the Silver Lake District. So as a result, this $4.3 million project, it's a renovation project that includes almost $1.8 million worth of federal stimulus funds that were funneled this way by Mr. Langevin. It has appeared out of nowhere. It was a stealth approval process, and it has taken the neighborhood by surprise. That's why the people are out here today. That's why they went first to Congressman Langevin to find out what was happening, to no avail. They went to the city government. They went to the city council. And ultimately, one of the community advocates found me as a candidate to replace Mr. Langevin and said, what can you do about this? Well, when I saw what was going on, I absolutely had to do something and make some noise is about all I can do as a candidate. So that's what we're doing here today.